This is Anida with Maulana Kara.
Welcome, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Interesting discussion coming up next. Inshallah, we'll be crossing over to Brother Fatih Istanbul, United States representative for Brother Harun Yahya. He lives in New York and, mashallah, gives lectures on Islam across the United States of America. And it's believed also that recently he lectured at the Lackland United States Air Force Base, San Antonio. I think that is out in Texas somewhere. And this was, I think, just about a week ago on the 7th of August 2011. And the topics of the events were collapse of Darwinism and also the miracles of the Quran Karim. And also we believe, alhamdulillah, the attendance there in America were high rank officials. There were sergeants there, there were master sergeants and also captains, and it's believed that the talks were quite well received as well. And the captain presented a special medal, the token of appreciation to him as well, and to Harun Yahya as well. MashaAllah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept all the efforts of the brother, inshallah, of brother Fatih Istanbul, and all the ulama kiram and everybody, inshallah, whoever's stream, whatever they can, to uplift the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cross over, inshallah, to the United States. We welcome our special guest on board tonight, Brother Fatih Istanbul. Brother Fatih, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi to you.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all my dear brothers and sisters, inshallah.
Jazakumullah. Wonderful talking to you, my good brother. Really nice talking to you. We welcome you to Radio Islam internationally in South Africa.
It's my pleasure to join your program. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, firstly, let's talk about yourself, my brother Fatih. Can you tell us about yourself and your activities for spreading the word of Islam?
Inshallah, of course, yes. I am, inshallah, one of the students of Harun Yahya, worldly renowned author who has more than 300 books so far. And I organize the conferences, lectures, creation museums, fossils museums of Harun Yahya in the United States of America. And throughout the United States, I have almost been to more than 45 states so far. I have visited various universities, Christian church institutions, Islamic schools, mosques, and lectured on behalf of Harun Yahya, on the topics that he preaches and he teaches in his books. And as you have described recently, I was in Texas in a air base, military base, and I was having very good programs there as well. MashaAllah, there is a very widespread idea of creationism in United States, but this is different than the creationism that we knew of, which was from Christians. And this time it's the Islamic creationism, and it's a lot stronger than before, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. Allah accept you, inshallah. MashaAllah, wonderful work being done by you. Let's take it further, Brother Fatih. Talking about the, you recently lectured at the United States, the Lackland U.S. Air Force Base in the United States. What was the reaction? Were there Muslims there? Were there any people from other religions as well? You mentioned you spoke about the collapse of Darwinism as well. You spoke about the miracles of the Quran Karim, and the attendance were some high-rank officials, sergeants, master sergeants, many captains there as well. Tell us about the reaction of those people that were there.
Yes, our first program was on Darwinism. We have talked about the collapse of the Darwinism, and this took about an hour or so. As usual, we presented our presentation, our keynote presentation, to the soldiers, as we have done with many other places before. But what was different here is that people were amazed by this presentation. People were amazed by the by these ideas. You could see how they were asking themselves that how they couldn't talk about these simple things that actually prove and show solid evidences of the Creator to themselves during the presentation and after the presentation. When I was having a QA session, a question and answer section with the soldiers and their chiefs, most of the questions were were some soldiers stating that, "Sir, we understand what exactly you are saying, but I have read Charles Darwin's book, and I have seen that he actually taught many evidences, and he described evidences for the drawings of Charles Darwin. Under this strong misleading propaganda of Darwinism, some soldiers thought that those drawings of Darwin was actually real scientific evidences. What I have observed is that they had no idea what was going on in the recent developments of various scientific fields. And when I have explained to them that drawings are simply not evidences of science when it comes to showing that evolution, if ever, have taken place, they have understood it very clearly. After the lecture, they have showed their appreciation by gifting a medal to Brother Harun Yahya, and they have invited us again for a wider program, inshallah, for a bigger program. This was the largest air base in the United States, located in Texas. And I was very impressed by their attention and their appreciation for the lecture, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, wonderful. Allah accept you for the propagation of its deen. Alhamdulillah, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant hidayat, inshallah, to these people as well. Brother Fatih, you know, what kind of reactions do you get from Christians when lecture about the true Islam, that Islam is against terror and that it promotes peace and brotherhood? What kind of reactions do you get from these people?
We are today in the age of communication. It's not like before. Many Christians in the United States, the ones who are very well educated, the ones who read books, the ones who go to websites, they know what true Islam is, and they know for a fact that Islam is against terrorism, and Islam is actually a way to peace. And this is why United States, right now, Islam is the second biggest religion, but soon, inshallah, it will be the biggest religion in the United States because of this reason. People are aware the verses of the Quran, after, especially after September 11, Islam has taken attention from every corner of the United States. And Quran was a best-selling book all over the United States. People started asking questions about Islam, even though there was a strong misleading propaganda against true Islamic teachings. They could not stop what people could have learned from Quran itself. They could not stop people from investigating and getting the true information. And when we talk to Christians, when we talk to Jewish, especially in the United States, which I call a very religious country, they are very understanding. They are very open-minded. When you talk to them about Quranic verses, when we talk to them about miracles of the Quran, they simply start right away questioning and start investigating. I personally met, I can tell you, more than 100 people that they come up to me and said that after reading the works of Harun Yahya, their life changed, they started questioning, and they embraced and accepted Islam. MashaAllah. So the reflection we are getting from Christians are positive. And alhamdulillah, with the true representation of Islam and the values of the Quran, there is no reason why anyone would not accept Islam, inshallah. And this will, inshallah, take place very soon. We will see that Islamic values are spreading all over the world. We will see that Islam will be in every corner of the world very soon, inshallah.
Inshallah, wonderful. Jazakumullah. All right, listeners, we just a reminder that we're speaking to brother, a very special guest, inshallah, from the United States of America, brother Fatih Istanbul, living in New York, and alhamdulillah, giving lectures all over the states there in America on Islam. And like we mentioned earlier, recently lectured at the biggest Air Force base in the United States of America. Brother Fatih, what is the position of the Muslim community in the United States regarding the theory of evolution? You did touch on that topic. Maybe ask you further. The position of the Muslim community there with regards to evolution. And maybe you can just tell us, inshallah, with regards to the Quran Karim, the teachings of the Quran Karim with regards to evolution.
Yes, sure. Most of the Muslims are aware that there is no place for evolution in the Quran, especially after the works of Harun Yahya, because Harun Yahya is a very well-known Islamic scholar throughout the world. After his publication started in 1985-1986, people started being aware of the theory of evolution and the teachings of the theory of evolution. For an example, in Turkey, I believe around 1980-1985, 80%, 60% of the people were believing in evolution, and today you can only find maybe 2-3% of the population of Turkey believe in evolution. This is just a small example of the reflection of the results of the Harun Yahya's works, and this applies to the rest of the world because, like I said, we are in the age of communication. When you publish an article, when you write a book, when you give a lecture, it's all around the world right away. People hear about it right away, especially with the social media today. We all know that it's very strong, and when you start spreading an idea, it just goes all around the world very quickly. So because of this, in the United States, Muslims are very aware that this idea of evolution has no place in the Quran. But however, we in the conferences of Harun Yahya, especially if I was to talk on my behalf, I have seen some Muslim brothers and sisters who are actually claiming that there is a place in the Quran for evolution, and Quran does not reject evolution, etc. What we simply explain to these people, to our Muslim brothers and sisters in these conferences, is that there is not a single verse in the Quran that can refer to evolution. Evolution is just another religion, another pagan religion. There cannot be a place in the Quran for a pagan religion. For an example, if I was to name a couple of verses from the Quran, or examples from the Quran, I would say that Allah teaches us the way He creates. For an example, Allah says in the Quran, I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. When He wants to create something, He just says to it, be, and it is. So this is the way Allah creates, be, and it is. Kun, fayakun. So when we look at this, we understand how Allah creates. And when we look at the rest of the Quran, when we look at some other verses, when we look at the stories of prophets, such as Prophet Moses, for example, if we read these verses, we will witness that the stick of Prophet Moses will turn into a snake. An inanimate matter turns into a living matter with the word of be of Allah. So this is the way Allah creates. We do not find any verses in the Quran, and there is no place for evolution in the Quran. So what else we can look at from the Islamic perspective in order to understand if evolution can be taught in the or can have a place in Islam? The second one would be life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we look at his life and his hadiths, there is no single hadith that can refer to this. On the contrary, our Prophet has informed us that we are all son of Adams. If you remember his last speech, in his last speech he mentioned this. He said, you are all son of Adam's, and Adam is from soil. So we look at our Prophet's Muhammad's life and his hadiths. You don't find this either. There's no evidence in the Quran. There is no evidence in Prophet's life. What is the third thing that we can look at? That's the artistry of Allah, which is called science. Then we look at science. We look at paleontology. We look at microbiology. We study science. And the more we study, the more we witness that all the evidences we get, especially from the paleontology, is showing us that all the living species are created with the word be of Allah, just like Allah informs us in the Quran.
All right, Jazakumullah, SubhanAllah, interesting. Let's take it further. You mentioned with regards to Turkey earlier. A few questions we have for you. Brother, firstly, Fatih, we heard that Turkey is having some campaigns to Somalia. What do you think about these campaigns? And tell us about these campaigns, what they are about, and do you think this is a solution for these countries, Fatih?
Yes, sure. In my opinion, I have to say that even though these are great efforts in order to stop this poverty and not only poverty but injustice, not only in Africa but in the rest of the world, I think these are not enough. There is a better and a very precise solution for it, and that's the unity of Islam. We need Islamic union. When we have such a strong union, there cannot be no Muslim in any corner of the world who is suffering poverty, who is suffering injustice. We can do these kind of activities in order to help these people, in order to help other people in the rest of the world, Muslims, non-Muslims, not matter. We will only solve the problem temporarily. We will only solve the problem for a night, for 2 days, for 1 month. But the problem will not be eliminated. As Muslims, we have to go to the root of the problem and get rid of the causes at that moment, at that place. And the root of the problem is that there is no unity in Islam. We have not established Islamic unity. Once we establish the unity of Islam, the richness of the Islamic countries will be enough to feed, to bring justice, to bring food, to bring education, clean water to those locations constantly, every day. Not only temporarily, not only 1 day or for 2 days. These efforts are great, but in my opinion, if I was to rephrase, in my opinion, it is temporary. It is not a solid solution.
All right, Jazakumullah. 27 minutes past 10 o'clock here in South Africa. We're talking to Brother Fatih Istanbul from the United States of America in New York. All right, let's take it further. Let's talk about the Christian creationists, Brother Fatih. Are the Christian creationists in the United States, are they active? Are they influential? You know, we know that some states have tried for adding the creationist view in school curriculums. What is the progress on this matter at the moment?
Well, you know, until the late 19th century, creationism was actually taught in nearly all schools in the United States. But something happened in the late 19th century, especially after 1859, which was the year Charles Darwin has published his book, Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection. This idea, or the ideas of Charles Darwin, were accepted in England very quickly, and then soon after in the rest of the world, including the United States. But the reason why these ideas were accepted were not because they were scientific, but because of the ideology that it carried behind. And that ideology was denial of a creator, denial of the existence of a creator. After these ideologies were accepted throughout the world, after presented by Charles Darwin, immediately the things started changing in the world. And what we see is just a small reflection of those changes today in the 21st century, that some schools in the United States are trying to, you know, bring creationism back to the classes and teach as an alternative explanation of how we are here today and how there's an existence today, after they have been basically removed from the classes when a strong misleading propaganda started after the publication of Charles Darwin's book. So in order to explain you the influence of the Christians, Christian creationists, I think I would refer you to a quote from Reuters. When Reuters has published an article about Harun Yahya, it actually said that, this was, I believe, by Tom Hannigan, the article was stating that Harun Yahya has the influence Harun Yahya has the influence that U.S. creationists can only dream of. So they have there have been some tryings in the United States, especially in Texas, Alabama, Florida, California, in some states, by the Christian creationists, but their arguments in front of scientific evidences were not strong. For an example, they were saying that the Earth is 6,000 years old, and when scientists are coming with fossils dating back to 300 million years old, then the communication was ending right there. Courts have no way to decide on the favor of creationists, Christian creationists too. But this is changing. Now, the Islamic creationism, as I have said before, is going all around the United States thanks to the works of Harun Yahya. Now, real evidences from science, now the fossil evidences from science, are being introduced to these people as the evidences of creationism, as the evidence of the existence of Allah. And obviously, we will see, and we are actually seeing the results, inshallah, in the near future. We won't see that there is such a thing, evolution, being taught or even being considered to be taught to the children, to us, all around the world, including Muslim countries. But today, we are seeing the last remainders of these pervert ideologies being taught to us, being taught to our schools, our children in schools.
JazakAllah. Going on further, Brother Fatih, with regards to unity, a few minutes ago you spoke about unity. Also, mashallah, Brother Harun Yahya puts a lot of emphasis on the unity of Islam. What do you think about Islamic Union? Would Islamic Union be sufficient to avoid situations like that of what we've seen in Syria and in Libya?
Yes, but the reason why we are having these kind of problems in the world of Islam is because we don't have this unity. If we had an Islamic Union, we wouldn't have this. For an example, I think this would be a close example to what I'm trying to say. There is a European Union, and when there is a problem in one of the European countries, for an example, Greece, what do those countries, what do those unions do? They start, you know, getting together, talking about it, and they, you know, they make a decision, and all the other countries are basically supporting the ones that are in need. So they come up with some kind of an action plan, and they start implementing these plans so that that country or that institution or that person is actually in the same level of comfort, in the same level of economics, with the other ones. This is just a small example. However, Islamic Union cannot be even comparable to this, because Islamic Union is not going to be based on materialistic teachings, based on expectations. It's going to be based on gaining the good pleasure of Allah. When you think of a union that is based on love, that is based on compassion, mercy, and the belief in Allah, and the belief in hereafter, and the belief in hell, belief in heaven, this unity will not only work for Muslims, but only for will work for non-Muslims, for Christians, for their comforts, for their peaceful lifestyle, for even atheists, for even non-believers. This unity will start an era and a place for all to live in peace again, like it did before.
Okay. Wonderful. 26 minutes to 11 o'clock here in South Africa. Let's take it further. Very, one important question we want to ask you, Brother Fatih, is what do you think, why do you think some Muslims support Darwinism? Most people, even many Muslims, think that denying Darwinism is denying science. What did you say about that? And also, we believe that, do you think Muslims who advocate evolution are being deceived? I mean, we heard about this, that recently American imams signed letters backing Darwinism. And what do you think about that, Brother Fatih?
I would simply say that this is because of the lack of knowledge and lack of, courage. Some Muslim people, like I said before, and some Muslim brothers and sisters, because they think Darwinism is scientific, and scientifically has been proven due to the strong propaganda, strong misleading propaganda by the dictatorship of Darwinism, they think that they have to find a way in the middle, and obviously they cannot give up their faith and they cannot give up the science. Therefore, what can they say? They're going to say, well, yes, evolution has taken place and Allah created through evolution. Therefore, they try to find verses, they try to force themselves to make forced interpretations from the Quran, from the verses of the Quran, to find evidences for evolution. These are all in vain, and these are not necessary. We are defending 100%. We are not defending 99%. It's 100% Allah created. And we have to all know that science is the creation of Allah. Science is not something separate, something that will not be compatible with the Quran or Islam. It will be compatible. It will support. Because it is the way Allah creates. That's His artistry. So the more we dig in science, the more we are knowledgeable about science and different aspects and branches of science, the more you will witness the power and the artistry, detailed artistry of our creators. That's all. We are not going to witness, we are not going to find the evidences of some pagan religions or some other untrue teachings based on these religions. We are going to find that Allah created all living things. Allah created us. That's it. And that's what I have to say about this.
Okay. Jazakumullah. Let's take it further. Last final question for tonight's program, Brother Fatih. With regards to the Muslims out in America, I'm sure it must be very, very difficult to live and lead a life as a true Muslim, you know, wearing the topis, the scarves as well. And generally speaking, it is quite difficult with regards to what's, how the people actually, what they're doing against the deen of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with regards to that, how are the Muslims doing out in the United States of America? America. And also added to that, what a Muslim's outlook on the people of the book should be, and how is it described in the Quran Kareem, you know, the Muslim's way of communication to the people of the book?
Of course, we as Muslims, we have to know our divine book, the guide that Allah sent us, very well. And when we know our book, then we can represent ourselves, we can represent Islam properly. We can represent our Creator properly with our even clothes that we wear, with our appearance, with our cultural information that we carry with us, with our respect for others, with our open mind and understanding for others. These are all going to help us show the values, true values of Islam, mercy, love, and compassion of Islam to others in these countries. We have to be respectful to those who are Jewish, who are Christians, who are even atheists, who do not believe in God. This is fundamentally needed for them to be introduced with the values of the Quran, for them to even consider to look up to Islam, look up to Muslims, and say that let me know more about your religion. If we do not follow our guide, if we do not follow Quran, and if we apply any other way, any other values of the Quran, any other values but the values of the Quran, this is not going to help us. So our outlook for Christians and Jewish people is very well described in the Quran. They are people of the book. Of course, they do not believe everything that we believe, that we accept. But this is not a way for us to, debate with them. We have to find our common ground. We believe in the same Allah, the same God. We believe in the same prophets. We believe in hereafter. We believe that there is death. And we believe that we are going to face a judgment day. And we are going to give account for the things that we have done in this world. And we are the members of the religion that teaches that if our neighbor sleeps hungry, then we are not considered one of those members of that religion. So that neighbor can be Muslim, that neighbor can be Christian, that neighbor can be Jewish, that neighbor can be atheist. They all should be shown the mercy of Islam, respect of Islam, inshallah.
Inshallah. Final question, with regards to presenting the true models of the Deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, maybe you can give us some ideas. Alhamdulillah, yourself, Harun and Yahya, have expertise in this field. What are the best ways to present the true models of Islam to the world? What should Muslims do?
The best way is, like I said again, is being taught to us by the Quran and the values of the Quran, inshallah. First of all, we have to be aware that we are Muslims. We are representing Islam everywhere, every moment. It is not just in some religious days or some religious moments that we are Muslims. We are Muslims every moment, every day. When we work, when we go to work, when we go out to a restaurant to eat, when we go to mosque, when we go to visit a friend, when we walk in the street, when we talk to other people, when we answer the questions of other people, we have to know that we are Muslims, and we should show them the true values and the characteristics of the Muslim to them in each of those times. We should be the most clean person, most modern person, with our outlook, with our clothes, and with our expressions. We have to show them that Islam is not the religion that puts a chain on us, but on the contrary, it actually opens our vision, and it attaches us to the century that we are living in, and it allows us to communicate these with the other people around us. So in the United States, for example, American people are very religious people. You can see that they are carrying Bibles around themselves. When they go to work, in their drawers, there is always a Bible. In every single hotel and in every single hospital in the United States, there is Bible located in the drawers. There is a new project by Muslims going on right now, which is putting and placing a Quran next to Bible in every single hotel, in every single hospital. And there is no controversy about it. I mean, there is nobody going against it. As long as we have a great understanding of a union, an Islamic union as Muslims in the United States and the rest of the world, there is no way that we cannot succeed these kind of things. The ways are open for us, but there is something necessary, as we have been talking, and that thing is the unity of Islam. It is an obligation for us, like praying, like fasting. It is an obligation for us to be united. Like any other countries, when we consider the United States, I don't consider the United States as a Christian country. I consider the United States as a Muslim country. And I consider all those people that I see as a good candidate of Islam, as a good candidate of Muslims. And that's how I approach to them. But I am not enough. All Muslims should be like this. And in order for all Muslims should be like this, we have to be united. We have to understand that we cannot act individually. Even if we are separated into little groups or big groups, it doesn't matter. We have to get united, and we have to represent ourselves with a big unity. Once we merge our power in this, especially in Dawah, Islam will be all over the world. Wilds of the Islam will be spread all around the world very quickly. We pray 5 times a day. We have wudu 5 times a day. We fast in the month of Ramadan. We go to Hajj. We believe in Allah. We believe in angels and prophets. Yes, but one of the most important obligation that we learn from the Quran, Allah says, do not separate. You will lose your power. And while we are performing all these duties that Allah informs us in the Quran, if we lack being united and establishing the unity of Islam, then may Allah forbid, we cannot explain this in hereafters. So inshallah, wherever we are, in Turkey, in the United States, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, wherever we are as Muslims, we have to start working on it, and we have to understand this is our obligation. It is not an option. It is our obligation, like prayer. We cannot postpone it. And once we do this, once we have a beautiful Islamic union, the injustice, the poverty, system of Dajjal, is not going to be ruling anymore. What is going to be ruling is the values of the Quran, inshallah.
Inshallah. Brother Ali, jazakumullah for the wonderful program. Much appreciated. Alhamdulillah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant all istiqamat. And Allah accept all the noble work being done, my brother.
Well, thank you very much for accepting me in your program. I send our salams to brothers and sisters who were watching this program. I thank you very much.
Jazakumullah. You take care, my brother. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.